The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What is going on? It is the Hoop Ball Clippers podcast, the LA Clippers with a 129-115 win over the New York Knicks earlier this morning. As the Los Angeles Clippers continue to just win, baby. It's really that simple for the LA Clippers, who have not lost back-to-back games this season. Incredible what this team is doing, as the LA Clippers currently sit at 16-5, which is just remarkable. You look at where they are in the Western Conference, they're sitting at number 2, tied with the Utah Jazz, who have played 2 less games. They're 15-4. So you could not have asked for a better start for the Clippers as they get PG and Kawhi back against Orlando. They win that game 116-90, and then they beat up on the Knicks in a game where there was a bunch of offense early on, not a whole lot of defense, but the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard just continue to churn ahead of Tuesday's matchup at Brooklyn, in which we will probably see James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. Harden not playing today, but my guess is it's just precautionary, and we'll see all three guys ahead of what should be a fantastic game on TNT at 4:30 Pacific time on Tuesday. So you look at this team, and you have to be excited. We're going to talk about that on this show, about how this squad just continues to win despite adversity. You look up and down and all you see are W's, apart from that game at Atlanta where the Clippers lost by 9 without Kawhi and without PG. They didn't have Kawhi and PG for that game at Miami. Did not matter. Still got the win by 4. It's a resilient group, a well-coached group, and I am thrilled to watch this team play basketball. Before we talk about the last couple of games, I got to tell you guys about my friends over at MyBookie. Now, if you're the gambling type, this is the place to go. Even if you are not the gambling type and maybe you just want to win a couple of dollars, still the place to go. MyBookie's rep is rock solid. They've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets, and frankly, they're the only place that I trust to go to for the Super Bowl, which is 1 week away. They've got lines, they've got props, they've got casino games, they've got it all. You know me, I don't give out my stamp of approval easily, and I do for my bookie. Best sportsbook out there, no questions asked. It's simple. Sign up, enter the promo code HoopBall, and get your deposit match halfway up to $1,000. Head over to MyBookie if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best, bet with MyBookie, and remember to use that promo code HoopBall. All right, let's talk about the Orlando game first before we get into today's game, because there is someone I want to talk about that shined today and a theme that we continue to see with this team. But first, we need to talk about Kawhi Leonard and what he is doing. It is frankly unbelievable what we are seeing from him on the court. If you look at what he has done over the last 9 games, and this is from the NBA Central Twitter account. Last 9, okay? 28 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, win. 24 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, win. Now I'll just give the points. 34 points, win. 31, win. 32, win. 17, win. 27, win. 28, win. 35, win. The Clippers are 9-0 in the last 9 games that Kawhi Leonard has been a part of. This guy needs to be in the MVP conversation. It's that simple. Paul George was tremendous to start. No doubt about it. These two guys are probably going to end up splitting votes when all is said and done with how good they have been. But without Kawhi Leonard, there is not the year that Paul George is having. The defenses have to go and rotate on Kawhi Leonard, and put extra attention on Kawhi Leonard, and PG still shines, and Kawhi still shines. These two guys truly are Batman and Robin right now. They are 1A and 1B. Two spectacular players, but Kawhi Leonard needs to be talked about more. I know during this podcast, we usually focus on the guys that shine out of nowhere, and we have done that previously with guys like Zoo and Batum and Ibaka and Reggie Jackson, and how good has Reggie Jackson been in place of Pat Beverly? And I'll talk about Patrick Patterson in a little bit, because he has been a ray of shining light in the last 24 hours. So we'll talk about him. But Kawhi Leonard, man, I mean, it's remarkable what this guy does. He's sitting at home for a couple of days with the possibility that he may need to be sitting out longer, but he is readying himself mentally to come out and play. And he comes out and scores 24 points against Orlando, 8 of 15 shooting, a couple of threes, perfect from the line. It's remarkable. And by the way, Paul George in that game against Orlando, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 10 of 19 from the field, 3 threes, perfect from the line as well. I mean, these two guys are just freaking awesome. They are so good and so fun to watch. And we are now seeing the fruits of that trade that sent SGA, boy, I miss him, but you see why the Clippers did what they did, trading away SGA, Gallo, and all of those picks and the pick swaps to get PG. Because without PG, there probably is no Kawhi. And you're seeing what these two guys can do. I mean, look right now at this team. Would you rather have SGA, Gallo, and the picks? Or would you rather have Kawhi and PG? I mean, it's no contest. You do that trade 100 times out of 100, even if SGA is eventually going to make himself a all-star. I mean, there's no questions asked. These two guys are just so good. And for them to come back the way they did and help the Clippers just demolish Orlando says a lot about who they are as a team. And they are a force to be reckoned with, and one that I think right now is better than the Lakers for the playoffs. Maybe not for the regular season. And by the way, when was the last time we saw the Clippers care about the regular season as much as they are right now? But this is a team that's going to challenge for the 1 or 2 seed. And I think they're even better off for the postseason than they were last year, and it's not even close. So it's tremendous what they're doing, and it's fun to watch. And as someone that has been a fan of this team ever since the early 2000s, this is the most optimistic I have felt about a Clippers team in my entire life. It's that simple. Just the way that this team works together as one. And I say that as a point that needs to be mentioned again. They are a unit. They work together. They're in a system. If someone's missing out, someone fills in that void. We saw that today with Patrick Patterson, and we've seen that the last couple of games with Reggie Jackson. Patrick Beverly gets hurt against Oklahoma City last Sunday. All Reggie Jackson does is get the start on Tuesday and lead the team in scoring with 20, with 8 assists. And then the following day against Miami, in that 4-point win, all Reggie Jackson does is play 37 minutes, get 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists with 3 threes. This is a guy that wasn't even in the rotation. He was someone that was looked at in the first 10 games with Lou Williams and Luke Kennard, and Ty Lue and the coaching staff said, you know what? This team's not good enough offensively. It's not good enough defensively. They're getting crushed when we play these three guys together. Reggie Jackson's going to go to the bench. And Reggie Jackson didn't play for a couple of games. And now, Beverly gets hurt. Reggie has come in and just been awesome. The game against Orlando, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 4 of 7 from the field. He had a great shot to beat the half court, or to beat the second half, first half buzzer. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome what this team is doing. I believe it was the second quarter. It may not have been. Don't take my word for it. All the quarters blend together nowadays. It's just awesome to see these guys fill in and be a team player. It's not easy to do. It's not at all easy to do. Before we talk about today's games, you have heard me talk about HoopBall before. Hoop-ball.com is the place to go for all your fantasy needs. We've already talked about the Brewski 150. You used it to draft a great team. Now I want to tell you about the Fantasy Pass. The best deal in the industry, just $4.99 per month. Now that we're in the regular season, zero commitment. Zilch. Nada. You don't like it? You can cancel. Sign up for 1 month for $5. If you don't like it, you can cancel. But I know you'll love it because it's always a place you can go for your fantasy needs. Whether it's the HoopBall Discord server, where you can hang out with all the HoopBall pros and ask questions around the clock and get advice from fellow fantasy friends, or if it's the new fantasy appraiser tools, the schedule and streaming charts, pickups, drops, we have it all over at HoopBall. So please do check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com, click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the main media wall, and it is finally here, folks. The Brews Letter. It's free stuff. Everyone loves free stuff. Aaron Brewski, our founder, writes a newsletter that goes straight to your inbox. The only place it's going to go is to your email inbox. He's going to talk about the NBA. He's going to talk about all the fantasy nuggets that you want. Exclusive content you cannot get anywhere else. Not going to be on the podcast. Not going to be on social media. Just in your email box. You can sign up to get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/brewsletter2021 and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/brewsletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox. Enjoy. Now, let's chat about today's game because there's a theme that we're seeing with this Clippers team, and you heard me just talk about it with Reggie Jackson filling in for Pat Beverly and how this team has a system. So if one player misses out, someone comes in and knows exactly where they need to be and what they need to do. That's the benefit of Ty Lue. We didn't see that last year with Doc Rivers. There was excuses being made last year when guys missed out, when someone was hurt, when someone couldn't play. There was always an excuse, whether it was Kawhi that couldn't play in a game, whether it was PG. I mean, just look back last year. How many times did the Clippers have a morning or afternoon game? Morning time for those that are still on the West Coast, but the game was at 1 o'clock in New York, or a 12:30 tip at Staples Center. How many times did the Clippers flop in those games and make up excuse after excuse? So many times. This Clippers team isn't coming up with excuses. They're not. And that tells you a lot about their head coach. And Patrick Patterson gets called upon today. Patrick Patterson has barely done anything all year. Patterson played a week ago against Oklahoma City for 12 minutes. The week before that, exactly 7 days prior, for 18 minutes. He has played 8 total games this year. 8. And you heard me talk about the Clippers, they played over 20 games. He played 8 of those games. 2 games, 20 or more, including tonight, and the other one was against the Lakers to start the season. That's it. Those are the only 2 times he's played 20 minutes this year. Nick Batum was out, so Patrick Patterson got the start. I thought that Marcus Morris was going to get the start, but it tells you about the system. It tells you about the way Ty Lue likes to do things. He wants to see Marcus Morris come off the bench and get the chemistry with Zoo and Lou Williams, and it worked. And for Patrick Patterson, apparently he loves playing on Sundays because 4 of the 8 times he's played this year have been on Sundays, including the last 3 Sundays. He comes off the bench to start this one. 5 of 5 from the field, 3 of 3 from 3, 13 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. He was perfect from the field in his 20 minutes. Now, you lose Nick Batum, who has been one of the Clippers' best players, and you may worry because Batum has been a great 3-point shooter. He's been a steady veteran presence. What do? You bring in another good three-point shooter and another veteran presence. That's what the Clippers have this year. They have someone to step up at every single spot. Now, of course, it's a big drop-off when Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are not playing. We saw that in the game against Atlanta. It's that simple. I mean, when you put in Luke Kennard, bless him, but you put in Luke Kennard, you put in Terrence Mann for Kawhi and PG, there's going to be a drop-off, a big one. But you lose Batum, Patrick Patterson comes in. You lose Ibaka, Zoo can come in. You lose Beverly, Reggie Jackson can come in. The Clippers are deeper this year, despite you may not think that they are deeper based on not having Montrezl Harrell and Jamichael Green. And boy, Jamichael Green is a huge miss, but Patrick Patterson filled his spot perfectly today. He's not going to shoot 5 of 5 every time he gets a start for Nick Batum, okay? He's not going to. But he deserves the praise today. He deserves it because what he and Reggie Jackson have done to sit on the bench and not play a single minute in games and then come in and start and perform the way they have tells you all you need to know about A, them as players, B, them as individuals, C, Ty Lue's system, and D, where the Clippers are right now as a team. 16-5, 8-3 on the road. This team is legit. 8-3 on the road, 8-2 at home. Okay? This team is following a process and it's working. And right now, they're winning. And they're going to continue to win with a slip up or two here and there. And they're going to lose back-to-back games at some point this season. But to be where the Clippers are right now, over a month into this season, and to not have lost two games in a row, shows you so much about this team. And you look at the schedule, and I'm not sure when they lose two games in a row. It's possible it happened in mid-February when they have a really tough stretch of Miami, Utah, and Brooklyn. That may be where you find the two-game losing streak. And by the way, those two games at home against Utah should be really good games because Utah has been spectacular. I mean, if you're not following Utah, by the way, Utah is 15-4, tied for first with the Clippers in the West. They've been awesome. Now, they may lose today. As I'm recording this podcast, they're losing to Denver, at Denver. And the only reason that's happening is because Nikola Jokic has 45 points on 16 of 24 shooting. I mean, so it's taken a Herculean effort to beat them. So that two-game series with the Clippers and the Jazz at home for the Clippers should be really interesting. Now, next up, Brooklyn. And it's going to be a great test. It's going to be a really good test with Harden, Kyrie, and KD. What do the Clippers look like? Will Pat Beverly be back? Probably not. Will that be a big miss? Yes. And I'll tell you why. It's really simple. I think Beverly's just a better defender than Reggie Jackson, and you would love to have Beverly on Kyrie or James Harden. You'd love to have Beverly in that lineup because the Clippers' defense, without Pat Beverly, drops down a bit. I mean, you look at the starting lineup, you have Kawhi and PG, two great defenders. Ibaka's okay. And then you bring in Patrick Patterson instead of Batum. Your defense drops off a little bit. Reggie Jackson you bring in instead of Pat Beverly. It drops off a little bit more. So the defense is going to be really important. You saw that today. I mean, the defense was dreadful in the first half. The Clippers gave up 65 points in the first half. 31 in the first and 34 in the second. Now, give credit to New York because Julius Randle shot the lights out, 27 points, 9 of 18 shooting, 4 of 5 from deep. And Emmanuel Quickley, if you didn't watch the game, very good rookie. New York drafted him in the late part of the first round. He had 25 points in 27 minutes, 9 of 16 from the field, a lot of floaters because, frankly, that's what he does. He's just that good at the floater. And he had a couple of threes and one of the best free throw shooters in the NBA. And the Clippers put him at the line far too much, six times. But if you can be better defensively as a team, as a unit, which is what I've been discussing this entire time. If you're better as a team, better as a unit, and play as one, you can beat a team like Brooklyn. Brooklyn's not invincible, by the way. They haven't been that great, okay? You look at what they've done recently, and they've started to figure it out. They've won four in a row. And they're playing later today against Washington, and they're going to win that game. So they'll most likely be on a five-game winning streak going into the game against the Clippers. They've beaten Miami twice during that winning streak, Atlanta in overtime, and Oklahoma City. And they lost twice to Cleveland before figuring their stuff out. And so now this team is playing together. So it should be an awesome game. I'm really excited for that game against Brooklyn. Now, folks, Valentine's Day is around the corner. You've heard me talk about it before, the Lawnmower 3.0, one of the best grooming tools in the business. Whether you want to shave your beard or you want to shave down there, Lawnmower 3.0 is outstanding. They've got that charger that you can use the USB. They've got the light that you can use so it shines bright in those delicate spots. It's perfect. Now, they're also adding the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put deodorant on another part of your body that you want to smell good? So, perfect place is the perfect place to go. Manscaped. Perfect package. Also includes the Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. The perfect package 3.0. It's got it all. The Lawnmower 3.0. It's the perfect gift this holiday season. They've got the Crop Preserver, and they've got those boxers. HOOPBALL20 is the promo code. Manscaped.com. Trust me, your body will thank you. All right, so this podcast is on Twitter, at HoopBallClips. I'm on Twitter, at BDMarcus. We continue to appreciate you listening. If you want to give us a 5-star rating and review the podcast as well, it will always help out. If you want to interact with me on Twitter, at BDMarcus, feel free. I love chatting with fellow Clippers fans. Next up for the LA Clippers will be that game against Brooklyn. And that will be on Tuesday. We'll be back midweek. We'll chat about that Brooklyn game, and we will also chat about the game following for the Los Angeles Clippers. I know that everyone wants to talk about the game against the Brooklyn Nets, and understandable, but they do play the following night at Cleveland. So we'll come back. We'll chat about those two games before the Clippers take on Boston on Friday and Sacramento on Sunday in what is a 4-game week. And we will hopefully be back with Justin Wilson on Sunday to recap that Sacramento contest, in which another afternoon affair. As of now, it is slated for 12 p.m. tip. Big thank you to you, the listeners, for listening. I'm Brandon Marcus saying so long. Until next time, go Clips!
This has been a HoopBall presentation.